The first day of summer on Tuesday, and the Tigers' offense still is stuck in the dead of winter as Detroit fell to the Boston Red Sox 5-4 last night. Boston's Trevor Story's three-run home run left Fenway Park in the fourth, which gave the Red Sox the lead for good. The Tigers have lost two straight and are back in Beantown tonight at 7:10 with a 6:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM at Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox and Blue Jays went deep into the night last night as the White Sox rallied to tie the game in extra innings and then eventually went on for a 7-6 win over the Blue Jays in 12 innings. The White Sox have now won six of the last eight games and now have an even .500 record. A short turnaround for the Sox in Toronto as they meet again this afternoon at 2:10. The rookies are paying off for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Blythe Madras hit his first career home run in his second career game, and rookie pitcher Ronzi Contreras went five innings in Pittsburgh's 7-1 win over the Cubs. The Cubs have lost 13 of the last 15, and they meet the Pirates again tonight at 7:05 in the Steel City. Game 4 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals is tonight between the Avalanche and the Lightning down in Tampa Bay. Colorado leads the series 2-1. The home team has won every game in the series so far. Last night in Tampa, the NHL held their scaled-back NHL awards show. Toronto's Auston Matthews takes home the Hart Trophy as NHL MVP and the Ted Lindsay Award, which is named after the Red Wings legend. It's the MVP award as voted on by the players. Detroit Red Wings defenseman Moritz Seider takes home the Calder Trophy as the NHL's Rookie of the Year. Seider had 170 of 193 first-place votes. New York Rangers goalie Igor Shesterkin was the Vezina Trophy winner for top goalie, and Colorado's Cale Makar wins the Vezina Trophy as the top defenseman. Tuesday in the WNBA, the Chicago Sky completed the biggest comeback in WNBA history as the Sky rallied from 20 points down to beat Las Vegas 104-95. Courtney Vandersloot had 26 points to lead Chicago. Notre Dame's run in the College World Series is over after losing to Texas A&M 5-1 in an elimination game yesterday in Omaha. The Detroit Free Press is suing Michigan State University because the school won't release some donation agreements between donors and the school. The Free Press says those clearly fall under the state's public records law. MSU is citing privacy. Those specific donations deal with who is paying the salary of football coach Mel Tucker. Tuesday in Midwest League Baseball, Peoria beat South Bend 7-4. Lansing blanked Beloit 10-0. It was Great Lakes over Fort Wayne 4-3. And Cedar Rapids over West Michigan 2-1. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, June 22nd, I'm Dave Wolfe.